One of the key takeaways in from this case, obviously this represents a very common type of asthma, which is T2 high asthma that is allergic, but also characterized by eosinophilic inflammation. And certainly a good history and certainly doing tests like biomarker profile testing and lung function and is very important in trying to decide what type of asthma we're dealing with. And Mr. Kulish's case, it represents an eosinophilic allergic asthma, T2 high asthma. In general, severe asthma, although only affects 5 to 10% of all patients with the disease, it tends to have a big burden on the patients, the healthcare system. And so it's very important to diagnose these patients early. Most uncontrolled patients with asthma don't have severe asthma. They are uncontrolled because their triggers are not treated right. They are not using their inhaler correctly. They may not be compliant with their inhalers. In his case, that's not the issue. Mr. Kulish, we made sure that's not the case. So he's one of the 5% of 5 to 10% of patients who have severe disease. And here, in addition to the treatment strategies that we are used to, including the inhaled steroid, long-acting beta agonist, in his case, we added a long-acting muscarinic and a leukotriene modifier. And if all these fail, then it is an option to consider a biologic where the biologics that we have now target T2 high asthma, and certainly there may be overlap in the utility. That is why it's very important to inform the patient about what type of asthma he or she has and buy in their approval in starting biologic, because this is a long-term therapy and certainly we need their compliance with having these injections.